Today is Wednesday, August 28th. What to know today about a new abortion law, a new type of SAT score, and a storm heading for Puerto Rico. Plus, we're talking about Facebook's new local alerts, Google Maps' new Uber feature, and how you can book a flight with a text message. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. More than 20 women who say Jeffrey Epstein abused them shared their stories in court, one by one, for 3 hours yesterday, and they say justice still has not been served. Epstein was accused of sex trafficking and abuse. He's the politically connected multimillionaire who reportedly died by suicide in his jail cell earlier this month. So his case never went to trial, like his accusers had hoped for. The New York Times reports they wanted to face him and have him face his crimes. But instead, they got a hearing. The Washington Post reports some talked about the alleged abuse in public for the very first time. Despite that, the hearing was actually about whether or not a judge should formally drop the charges against Epstein, and experts say that will likely happen. Though, keep in mind, there's still a lawsuit against his estate, and prosecutors are saying they're still investigating who else may have helped Epstein with those alleged crimes. One more thing on this. At the hearing, Epstein's lawyers pushed for more investigation into how he died. Even though the autopsy results showed he killed himself, ABC News reports his lawyers think there's evidence that it could have been murder. To be continued. One of the nation's most restrictive abortion regulations was supposed to go into effect in Missouri today, but a federal judge just put it on hold. We're talking about the law passed in Missouri back in May that would mean women cannot get an abortion after 8 weeks, even if they were raped or incest was involved. The only exception would be if the pregnancy could harm the mother. And doctors could face up to 15 years in prison if they broke this rule. Well, NBC News reports the ACLU and Planned Parenthood challenged this law in court, saying some women don't know they're pregnant until after that 8-week mark. So for now, the judge blocked the rule until the legal fight is fully resolved. This isn't over yet. By the way, similar laws in other states have been blocked by the courts this year as well. The Hill reports state lawmakers passed these new bills in the hopes of getting the U.S. Supreme Court to revisit the issue and challenge the landmark decision from Roe v. Wade. We have an update for you. The College Board, which oversees the SAT, has changed its mind about an SAT adversity score. We told you about the original plan a few months ago. The adversity score would have looked at various factors for each student, things like the crime rate in their neighborhood, their family life, and what kind of school they went to come up with a score to reflect how much hardship each student has faced on a scale of 1 to 100. Well, NBC News reports that scoring method faced some criticism. Some parents and educators didn't like that the adversity score would be just a single score on an individual student. And the Wall Street Journal reports some colleges are already facing lawsuits right now, accusing them of unfair admission practices. So now the College Board has a new plan to replace that one. It's called Landscape, and it's still meant to help colleges consider students' social and economic backgrounds, but the hope is that it'll provide more consistent data about a student's high school and neighborhood without assigning a single score to the individual student. Puerto Rico is now under a state of emergency and a hurricane watch. Forecasters think there's a chance Tropical Storm Dorian could cross directly over the island today. It's not clear at this point if Dorian will actually turn into a hurricane, but either way, it'll be strong and potentially damaging. CBS News says Dorian could bring widespread flooding, landslides, powerful winds, and power outages. The emergency declaration means federal resources will be available to help if needed. It's not great timing for Puerto Rico because thousands of homes still have tarps as roofs. Yes, these are still the effects from the strong hurricanes that hit nearly 2 years ago now. And remember, the storm could also impact Florida by the weekend, so stay tuned. Facebook says it's releasing a new emergency alert tool called Local Alerts. CNET says it's basically a new way for city officials to let you know if something unsafe is happening in your town, like an active shooter, flash flooding, or if someone is reported missing. By the end of the year, this tool is supposed to be available on all verified Facebook pages run by government officials or first responders. Here's how it works. When they flag a post as a local alert, USA Today says Facebook will make sure more people will see it, and those who are in the affected area will get a notification. Facebook has tested this in a few cities so far, and users apparently found it helpful. So now it's available to everyone nationwide. Governments or first responders who want to use this have to request it on Facebook's website. We'll put a link in the show notes. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, thank you to our sponsor this week, Blinkist. With social media and work and family and whatever else, you may not think you have the time to sit down and read a book or develop yourself. Well, Blinkist is making it easier for busy people who still want to learn from books without needing to read the entire thing for every single book you're interested in. Blinkist is the only app that takes the best key takeaways from thousands of nonfiction books and condenses them down for you into just 15 minutes so you can read or listen. Blinkist has a big library of books as well. So when I hear about a book that might be interesting, I can pull up the app right then and there on my phone and get reading or listening and learning within minutes. You've heard me talk about the book Factfulness, 10 Reasons We're Wrong About the World and Why Things Are Better Than You Think. That's available on Blinkist. And there are many other popular ones as well, like The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. And right now, Blinkist has a special offer. Go to Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. Blinkist.com/news. Now back to the news. Record-setting Fortnite streamer Tyler Blevins, aka Ninja, is the first pro gamer to sign a deal with Adidas. Adidas told Engadget the move was a way to show its commitment to the gaming world. There aren't a lot of details about the multi-year deal just yet, but Blevins said to use your imagination, and The Verge says it could lead to Ninja products for sale in either the physical or virtual world. It's fairly new for apparel companies to make these types of deals with esports or gaming pros, but Ninja, for example, has millions of followers. In fact, this was the second major deal he made this summer. He shocked the gaming world when he switched from Amazon streaming service Twitch to Microsoft's platform Mixer just a few weeks ago. Spirit Airlines wants to let you book a flight with a text message. Spirit is rolling out a plan next month to allow travelers to use the messaging app WhatsApp to buy tickets or change reservations. CNBC says customers will interact with a chat bot for basic info first, then a Spirit agent will take over to finalize the booking. Other airlines are also apparently considering other types of mobile-friendly booking methods for the future. The goal is to keep travelers buying tickets directly with the airline instead of using third-party travel sites who do take a commission. But be warned, it'll cost you. Spirit Airlines is known to be a low-budget airline, but with extra charges that can add up fast for things like carry-on bags and even getting water. And this new texting feature is no different. The Washington Post says there's a $25 fee to use WhatsApp. The new feature launches September 1st. Google Maps will now have ride-sharing options like Uber and Lyft, as well as cycling. Here's how it works. Engadget says you put your destination in and then tap the Transit tab in the app. If you want to take an Uber or Lyft, you'll see information about that trip, including how much it will cost you for a ride and how long the wait is. You can also customize it with your preferences. This is meant to make Google Maps more commuter-friendly, and it will roll out in 30 countries in the coming weeks. It turns out the new movie, The Irishman, will not be in as many theaters as originally thought. The reason? A policy that basically says theaters have to play a movie for 3 months before it can be on a streaming service. But Netflix, who was helping make this movie, wants it to be available for its subscribers ASAP. The Hollywood Reporter says Netflix offered theaters a 30-day window instead, but big theater chains like AMC are not on board. So now Forbes reports the film will only play in 250 indie theaters, not in any major chains. It hits theaters November 1st and will be available on Netflix 3 weeks later. All right, that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And Work Wednesday is brought to you by M.M. LaFleur, the wardrobe solution for professional women. Live with purpose, dress with ease. This week, we're talking about robots taking over human jobs, even within the next decade, and what we might be able to do about it. So first, a recent report by Oxford Economics said robots will take 20 million jobs by the year 2030, so just about 10 years away. And already, the number of robots in use worldwide multiplied threefold over the past two decades. One expert told Fox Business that because of artificial intelligence, the world is changing more in the next 10 years than it has in the last 100 years. Although it's worth noting that MIT Technology Review looked at a bunch of different studies on this issue last year and found experts are a bit all over the place with different opinions about the impact of AI and robots. Still, Northeastern University president and author of the book Robot Proof: Higher Education in the Age of Artificial Intelligence told Entrepreneur magazine there are three ways to robot-proof yourself for the future. So number one, know how machines work, have a basic understanding of coding and engineering. Number two, understand data. All this AI will produce a lot of info, and humans will be needed to analyze it. And number three, what he calls humans' biggest advantage, our ability to, quote, be creative, be innovative, to be entrepreneurial, and to empathize with and work with other humans. All right, thank you so much for listening today. And thank you to the Newsworthy Insiders for supporting the show. If you are new here, be sure to hit that subscribe or follow button in your podcast app to get new episodes each weekday. And remember, you can always read more about the news stories we talked about in today's show notes. Just look in your podcast app or click episodes on thenewsworthy.com to see all the links and sources. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. So I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.